Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not even dealing with that. So what's up, man? It's Josh. I'm here. I'm doing the show earlier. I haven't been doing the show because I've been busy, taking over the entertainment industry, whether they like it or not, and whether they understand it or not. They're going, I usually I'm messing around on Instagram, and I did all time new record. I didn't even get one post out before they started shutting down all my accounts. And I've said this before, I don't say anything in any area or whatever. What's everybody worried about? I don't know if it's the algorithm or whatever, but why can't I tag posts? Why can't I write content? Why can't I write my own content? Whoever's in control, I'm sure it's part of the music industry and the entertainment industry and part of the social media platform, and they're all working together. And we can't have him saying this. Saying what? I'm just a normal, everyday, average American citizen. I'm not talking about, overthrowing the government or anything like that. I'm just, trying to express myself. So I don't get to express myself, but everybody else does but it's only the expression if they want it to be expressed. But here's the big problem with that, right? So this morning, here's what happened. When they piss me off and they, do that stuff and they start blocking my accounts, first of all, I'll just go get a new phone. And I'll set up 6 new accounts. And, I'll start hitting people that way because I already know what I'm doing. Hashtags are already set and everything else. And the biggest problem that the entertainment and all the geniuses have is I own all the domains. I own Atlantic Records. I own Virgin Records. I own 20 domains. I bought Joe Alwyn this morning. So, I own Joe Alwyn now, too. I own Ellen DeGeneres, I own Howard Stern, and the list goes on and on of what I own. Shut me down on Instagram or thinking you're controlling what I'm going to say, that's fine. You're putting a hole in the dam, but the dam's already broke. I already own it. I already own you guys. I own everything. You guys can't control the internet. You guys can't get it through your stupid fucking heads that you don't own the internet, and I do now. And, it's just, it's game over. And, you need to come to the table and start negotiating with me, or I'm going to go and I'm going to do whatever I want to do on the internet. And you know what you're going to be able to do? Absolutely motherfucking nothing. But sit there with your dicks in your hands and talk about, how smart you are and, how impressed you are. But we got Us Weekly Magazine, which isn't going to exist in 5 years. But, I own everything now. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry you guys weren't smart enough to realize that. You're dinosaurs. You need to retire. So, shut me down on Instagram or, whether you're doing it or the algorithm's doing it or whoever's trying to or adjusting the algorithm or trying to compete with me or keeping me from talking to people, that doesn't really do anything because, like I said, I'll just go get another phone with a new phone number, which I'll probably be able to get on Twitter now, and you guys really don't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying? And I'll just set up new Facebook accounts set to – see, I'm really smart. I know how the internet works, and I know how the social media works, and I know how the law works, and I know the entertainment industry, and I know music, and I know all these different things, which you guys, need, different, little, we got our lawyer group, and we got our entertainment group, and we got our marketing group. I know all that shit, so I don't really have to go to, different offices and be like, what do you think about this? Because I know what the fuck I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. If you did, you would have came to me in the first place and you wouldn't be being jackasses about shit. You would have been like, wow, this kid's really super fucking genius. You know what I'm saying? But it's too late now. So, it's the cream rises to the top. So now I own Joel. And I bought Christina Aguilera today, too. Let's get dirty. Yeah. I got Christina Aguilera, man. You're beautiful. That's awesome. I own that now. I bought the Teen Choice Awards. I own the Teen Choice Awards, too. That was pretty cool. I own the MTV Music Awards, Video Music Awards. I bought that today, too. And I already have the Grammys, and I got the Billboard Music Awards. And I have the American Music Awards and Capitol Records, Virgin Records, Atlantic Records, Sony Records, Big Machine Label Group, or Big Machine Records. I got both of those. I own Universal. I own Disney Pictures. Let's see, what else do I got? I got Spotify, I got iTunes, I got Pandora, I got Deezer, I got Selena Gomez, Ellie Goulding, the Jonas Brothers, both of them, Nick and Joe Jonas. And I have the Jonas Brothers. I have the Backstreet Boys. I couldn't get Britney Spears because, like, she's actually smart enough. Kevin Federline probably told her, like, to make sure that she took care of that. I own that. There's, like, 300 of them, right, that I own. And, like, there's all these people with their dicks in their hands, like, well, shut him down on Instagram. Like, well, he won't be able to do it. It's too late. You're owned. It's owned. I own it. I'm a player, you know what I'm saying? So like, I'm just real bored. So I was like, I'll make this radio show for all the super mega conglomerate, superstar, smart people that are like, oh my God, we're so smart. It just got fucking owned in like 6 months. And I mean, keep on shutting down my Instagram account. I mean, like, I'm usually pretty cool. Like, I really don't want to get all incendiary about shit. The only reason I'm doing is, first of all, he hacked into my shit when I was building my thing and hacked my stuff and destroyed my viral video because he thought you were real smart. And he started the war. So I finished the war because you don't go to battle with me. I'll fucking take you to the house and fucking destroy you until you're done. I won't quit coming. You'll fucking go home to your wife and your dick won't be able to get hard because you're fucking so worried about Josh fucking destroying you. That's what happened. If you would have just left me alone, we wouldn't even be at this situation. We're at this situation now because, like, you fucking wanted to get all fucking, oh my God, and destroy my shit. And I was going to let it go. And then you wanted to steal my ideas. And I would let that go too. But now you want to fucking, like, try to shut down what I can say on Instagram or wherever else. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? I own all it, so I went and bought up all your shit. I had been buying it up for fucking 6 months, you dumb motherfuckers. Now we're at a fucking crossroads where you don't have any ground to stand on. You've got no choice but to come and fucking, like, deal with me. So, I mean, don't fucking sit there and cry about what I'm saying. If you wanted me to say the fucking things that you wanted me to say, you should have came and been men about the shit instead of fucking doing underhanded bullshit and being little babies about it and little fucking faggot-ass thieves. Now you're done, all right? Now I'm God, and you can just fucking deal with it. You can, like, sit there and, like, try to block this and block that on Instagram, whatever you want. We'll take it to the real internet because I own that shit, and that's where the power is, motherfucker. Right? Have a nice motherfucking day, dumbasses.